So welcome back from the break. I feel okay. My feet have been looked at. Not a great sight, I have to say, but Colin Smith is still with me. He's a reflexologist. And we were talking about reflexology and sport and the care of the body. And I suppose the reality is it's an educational thing, reflexology, how you take care of your body. But the big buzzword in sport today is recovery, isn't it, Colin?
It really is, yeah. And this is so important to have your body detoxed at any stage. One of the biggest things we come across, which is not, athletes are not being given the proper information about it, is acetoxins. They can crystallize. If you see them under a microscope, you think they're little bits of glass. And that can tear into muscle, tendon, ligament.
How does that build up, Colin? Because of the activity? Adrenaline and the...
Yeah, a mixture of poor digestion, we're back to dehydration, and then poor food combinations. We often have people, and they have very good food, but their combinations of food is throwing them off. Where if you mix milk too close to bread, mix milk too close to fruit, yogurts and fruit, that will all cause acids and mucus. Mm. Making them more aware of that they are eating good food, making sure there's gaps so that the body can digest it and it isn't getting mixed up with causing acids or even mucus in the sinus or the bronchial drainage.
And one of the challenges now, particularly for underage sport, is the best young fellas, they're playing rugby, they're playing soccer in the winter, they're playing J. They're just playing too much, Colin, aren't they?
And
they say you shouldn't train. If you've trained, you shouldn't play or train for at least 48 hours.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of problems in that area, have you?
We're lucky we have a medical machine for checking the heart and arteries. And what we noticed was around sort of 15, 16-year-olds had tightening in the wall of the muscle of the heart. And this would stop the heart from developing properly. And research shows us that comes to children, boys and girls, training too hard too young. So their heart actually develops too quick, and then the heart muscle becomes harder and it loses its flexibility.
Same as a young fella 6'3" or 6'4" at 15, his body's not fully developed, so he's going to struggle with his posture, he's going to struggle running, so it's a bit similar, is it?
It is.
Although the heart is more serious than...
Yeah, that's it. And that's another area where we see guys become around the 16, or sorry, the maybe older, 18 or 19, and they lose performance or they can't perform. And we often see that it can be two things. One, it can be the heart has developed too quick and we're able to reverse it by putting more flexibility back into the heart so it regrows in the proper shape or size. And then posture. We've so many athletes come to us with curvature in their spine, the vertebrae are sitting on the discs too much, causing the hips to tilt, the hamstrings are too tight, and an athlete will never be able to run as fast as they should or stretch the way that they should, or even going up for a ball, it's going to be limited.
Now, part of your reflexology in Ferns, where you're now operating from after being in Carnew for a number of years, you provide physio services and to get to the areas that you're able to detect that some individual has. I know that having been with you, that when you work on my feet, you're able to tell the physio as well, and you've Harvey here, that you're able to tell the areas to work on a particular time.
Yes.
And now you're introducing posture, and so it's a full range of getting the body, everybody, I suppose, to full fitness and the way they should be.
It's something I want to do for a long time, so we're starting to expand the business and give better, more service, I suppose, for people. So we're going to have now in the future, in the near future, again, a set of equipment, exercises, to be able to correct posture, a core training as part of it, but to be able to correct the posture for people so that we can take the pressure off the vertebrae and get the hips back and the hamstrings back into alignment. And this will allow an athlete to perform better and also protect them from injuries. Again, if hamstrings are too tight, you know, the knee is going to be pulled the wrong way, the hip is not sitting properly. So again, it's all affected. So we were creating a new system now that a person can come in, and it's part of like sort of exercises, training and therapy. We have these particular beds now. We've been trying them out for the last couple of months, and that give off a far infrared have jade rollers, so they roll out the muscle and the back of the legs, the hips, the all along the spine. So a combination of things that we can see that we can start to now close that gap and allow an athlete to be in the proper posture, save them from injuries, and also just allow them perform to their best.
Everybody's playing sport. If they all came to Colin Smith, there'd be a waiting list of months and months and months. So what advice would you give to people that are playing sport, Colin? The one thing I'm getting from you more than anything else in terms of reflexology is diet. It's education, is it? What would be the best advice you would give to anybody playing sport?
One of the biggest things is magnesium. If most 80% of Irish people are low in magnesium, and we don't get enough in our food, and then the likes of coffee, especially tea, and very acid foods like all our minerals destroy magnesium in the body.
Diuretics.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely, you're 100% right. They will flush magnesium out of the system. So most athletes that come to us are low in magnesium. Most people that come to us are low in magnesium. Magnesium is super important, but it's the right type of magnesium. This is where, as you said, education and knowledge is so important. We have so many people coming and they're taking magnesium oxate, which will actually damage your liver, magnesium carbonate, which will damage your joints, glutamate. So you can, so athletes sometimes go in, the pharmacy, a health shop don't realize, they haven't got this knowledge, and they put them on a magnesium and they can actually be creating a bigger problem. Where magnesium citrate is the best one, and it allows your muscles to stretch better. It even allows the muscle of the heart to stretch better. So it's vital that athletes have the proper type of magnesium and also the proper level, like normally 400 milligrams, but I would be the normal amount. But because of the pull on magnesium, we often have people on 600, 800 milligrams of magnesium. The Wexford hurlers all would have been on 800, nearly to 1,000 milligrams at the start of the season for flexibility of their muscle tissue.
Well, it's a fascinating insight into what we're doing wrong and what we could do right, Colin. It's a vast array of sport in County Wexford. It's amazing county, really. And maybe this evening's chat will help to put people in the right direction. And of course, you are in Ferns. You're easily contactable. And it's a pleasure talking to you,
Brilliant.
Colin.
Thanks,
Liam. Thanks for all that valuable information.
You're very welcome. Great. Thanks, Liam.